BBC News with Aaron Safir. President Trump says he's considering imposing a quarantine on New York to try to slow the spread of the coronavirus. He said similar measures could be introduced in New Jersey and some parts of Connecticut. New York has recorded more than 52,000 cases, around half of the total in the US, and over 700 deaths. In Italy, the number of people who've died from the coronavirus since the outbreak began has now passed 10,000. 889 have been killed in the past 24 hours, very slightly fewer than the previous day. Spain has recorded 832 coronavirus deaths in a single day, its largest number yet. It brings the total to more than 5,500, second only to Italy worldwide. Officials suggest the true figure could be higher, as suspected cases aren't included. Britain has now recorded in excess of 1,000 coronavirus deaths. Latest government figures show more than a quarter of the victims had died in the 24 hours to Friday evening. Kenya's Deputy President William Ruto has urged police to act with civility and restraint after they were accused of using excessive force to impose a nighttime curfew to control the spread of the virus. Batons and tear gas were used against protesters hoping to board a ferry in Mombasa on Friday. In other news, the Taliban say they won't participate in peace talks with an Afghan government team announced on Thursday. The militants said the 21-member team hadn't been selected in a way that included all Afghan factions, although a US envoy had praised the team as inclusive. And Mali's main opposition party has called on its supporters to turn out in large numbers for a controversial parliamentary election on Sunday, despite the abduction of its leader. The Union for the Republic and Democracy said it hoped to emerge stronger from what it called an ordeal. And that's the latest BBC News.